The Portable Door by Tom Holt.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Kim, Natalie and Melanie Ann, with love. Chapter 1. After a very long time, the door opened, and the tall, Aryan-looking bloke came out. He was smiling and shaking hands with the grim-faced man. Not a good sign by any stretch of the imagination. But then, Paul told himself, as the grim-faced man called out another name, and the girl with the pre-Raphaelite hair stood up and followed him into the interview room, I wouldn't have wanted this rotten job anyhow. The Aryan took his coat from the rack and left, leaving Paul alone in the waiting room with the thin girl. Pointless, he told himself. We might as well both go home now and save ourselves the humiliation. If someone had offered to bet him money on which of the 10 candidates who'd passed through the door since he'd arrived was going to get the job, he'd have refused to play, since there wasn't a lot to choose between the 8 who'd already been called. They were all, as far as he could tell, perfect. Super beings, almost certainly with superhuman powers and quite possibly from the planet Krypton. The only dead certainty on which he'd have been tempted to wager was that he didn't stand a chance. And the only consolation was that the thin girl probably didn't either. He glanced at her out of the corner of his eye. She was small and dark, with a drawn...